income or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we wrap up the second hour of the show, we come back, we'll be talking football the last hour. I got to tell you, when you look at Chuck Muth, all of us were out at the debate Tuesday. It was Tuesday. And I got to tell you, what a gubernatorial debate we put on. I'm very proud to say I'm part of the team that put forth this effort. And there's a lot of good things. The 19th of March, we anticipate that to be the Clark County Central Committee of the Republican Party. We will have our state convention. It's at the Ahern Hotel. That I can tell you right now. We'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll do our precinct meetings in the morning. In the afternoon, we will have our session. I know that we're trying to do something. We were going to do a Lincoln Day. I can tell you right now that the word is Steve Bannon has committed, and so has Marsha Blackburn, to our event. I'm trying to put together the exact date for either one, maybe both, maybe two different events. I can also tell you that we're looking at a Cinco de Mayo possibility, as well as a 4th of July festivities, where we will have a meal, a guest speaker, and then we'll all get to watch the fireworks on top of the Ahern Hotel. These are the things we've been talking about from Clark County. We're trying to get people elected. We're trying to raise money. Where's the settlement going on? And apparently we're going to finally have end to the lawsuit in Clark County, which is really interesting because the other side is really realizing, hey, we can't win. You know, we realize you're the Clark County Central Committee. So we'll see where that goes with those negotiations. Should be all wrapped up within the next 10 week to 10 days. As the vice chairman, we're trying to do what we can to help the people in Clark County. I believe we can get a lot of people elected, and God willing, we will turn the state red. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. We'll be right back after this.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration on Friday escalated its dire warnings about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, saying it could take place within days, even as diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis continued. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan urged all Americans to make arrangements to leave Ukraine.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours. We obviously cannot predict the future.
The White House said it still didn't know if Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a decision to invade, but it said Putin had assembled all the elements to do so quickly. A federal court has temporarily blocked the Biden administration's use of a key climate accounting measure that has major impacts on regulations.
Judge James Kane, a Trump appointee in Louisiana, issued a preliminary injunction against the use of, quote, social costs of greenhouse gases that were installed under the Biden administration. The current administration last year temporarily returned to Obama-era figures for calculating the cost of these plant-warming gases and was expected to soon issue its own findings. These, quote, social costs have been used to help quantify the climate benefits of regulation or, conversely, the climate costs of deregulation in agency rulemaking. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Canadian authorities are turning up the legal and public pressure on protesters to lift their blockades in Ottawa and at the U.S. border, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warning, quote, this unlawful activity has to end and it will end, unquote. On Wall Street, another down day as the Dow dropped 503 points, the Nasdaq dropping 394, with the S&P 500 lower by 85. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 204. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, you know by now that Governor Sisolak lifted Nevada's mask mandate yesterday, saying declining rates and hospitalizations, along with new treatments, all contributed to his decision. Now, following the governor's announcement, the Nevada Gaming Control Board issued its new guidance, telling gaming operators that casino employees and customers no longer needed to wear a mask. Under federal rules, however, masks are still required on school buses, public transportation, and planes. The federal mask mandate has been in place since February of last year, and that includes all areas of Harry Reid International Airport. And it didn't take long for local bars to have some fun with the lifting of Nevada's mask mandate. The Goldmine Tavern is offering customers a domestic beer or a well drink of their choice when they turn in their masks. That runs through Monday morning. That's in Old Town on Water Street, the Goldmine Tavern. And Mattress Mack is at it again. The Houston Furniture store owner celebrated his 71st birthday today by plunking down another $5 billion on top of his $4.5 million on the Bengals to win $16.5 million. Good luck.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, a lot of congestion right now on the 15, southbound at Oakey, north at Flamingo. And you'll touch the brakes there, 215 westbound at Decatur on the Southern Beltway. And do remember that overnight road work, Interstate 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. The road closes at 6 p.m.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be in the house. My name is Patrick Casale. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, we're going to talk sports this last hour. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. I mean, is there anything more important than the Super Bowl? And what Jim and I both have is the Superbooks prop bets, which I think are the best. And it's interesting to me when I look at this because I believe that this is the best there in town. There's nothing better.
I agree, 100%. I've been going to the Westgate Superbook all the way back when it was the Las Vegas Hilton, then it was LVH, and then within the last, I don't know, maybe 8 years or so, it became the Westgate. And it's a great place to go. And as you can see by the books here, there must be, what do you think, Pat? Maybe
30?
At least, yeah, 30 or pages worth, and there's a bunch of propositions on each page, front and back.
Well, you know, we go down the list. I mean, right now the line's 4. Current line is 4, 48.5. Interesting, a lot of money coming in on the Bengals.
Yes.
If that line gets down to 3, I'm going to take the Rams. I'm sorry to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll lay the 3. 4, maybe not. But
you're not like me then. I think the Bengals are going to win outright. I could get 4 points. I could have got 4.5
points.
So
you took the money line.
I'm taking the Bengals money line.
What'd you get for the money line?
I've got plus 175.
That's a good bet.
I do believe it is.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. In this game here, the Rams are either going to beat the hell out of them or the Bengals are going to win the game. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a field goal at the end like we saw in the playoffs. I think the Super Bowl usually goes one way or the other. I look at this game as matchups. When I look at the defensive line of the Rams, I think that's going to be, I think that's going to be a big deal. I also think that Burrow's, I'm going back to the Tennessee Titan game. They were lucky to escape that game. If they kick an extra point, we may be not talking about the Bengals right now. Now Joey in his kicking game is now. If it comes down to special teams, they'll win the game. Their kicker is special.
He is. Evan McPherson has 12 for 12 in the playoffs.
Never
so
seen
far.
That before.
And he's only 2 field goals shy of the record in the playoffs.
Really?
Adam Vinatieri had 14.
That I didn't know.
In the run that the Patriots had early. That was in their early dynasty. And, yeah, he had 14. So he only needs 2. And that's another prop on here, by the way. Will Evan McPherson kick over or under 1.5 field goals?
I like over on that one.
And I took the over on that. It's a minus 110.
That's an even money bet.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you the 2 prop bets that I love, absolutely love, on page 4? In fact, wait a second. I'll tell you right now. You're going to love this. There are 32 pages, by the way.
Yeah.
On page 4, I like, will there be a score in the first 3.5 minutes? And the answer is yes. It's plus 4-1 in the book right now, maybe less. I don't know. I think that's a great bet. And I'll tell you why. We're not going to get rich, but maybe $20, $30 bill.
Right.
You're getting 4-1 odds. But now what's kicker, you bet the same, and right underneath it, will there be a score in the first 4.5 minutes? So you got to make you'd have to bet on both. Because if you win the 3.5 minutes, you won the 4.5 minutes.
That's true.
To me, you're getting good value there. To me, that's a solid play for this game. You know, as far as the game is being played on the blue book, they have one page where you're allowed to parlay props. The parlay prop I like is I like Matt Stafford's first rushing attempt over 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sony Michel over 3.5. I think Sony Michel is going to have a monster game. I think he comes with from the Patriots, Super Bowl experience. I think he's better than Akers.
Well, a lot of people who are favoring the Rams think that Akers is going to play an integral part of the game. So
he's got fumbleitis, and if he fumbles the ball, they'll lose.
They do have a two-headed monster as opposed to the Bengals. They have Joe Mixon. Now, Perrine is decent.
But Perrine is not the man. Mixon right. is the dude.
Yeah, there's no question.
You know,
I took him over 26.5. They've got 28 here, 28.5 on the sheet. Yards receiving, Joe Mixon. Now it's down to 26.5.
He's a stud. I like this one, the longest run by Sony Michel over 7.5 yards. I think so. And I also like the one plus 375, he'll score a touchdown. Akers really, let me tell you something right now. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense does their job as far as doing the blitz instead of not blitzing, you might have seen the Buccaneers in this game. This is not the two best teams in the NFL, in my opinion. The best team in the NFC, in my opinion, has an MVP named Aaron Rodgers. But they choked in the playoffs against the Niners.
They did. They certainly did. At home. That was at home.
And I look at these games. The light was blinking with the phone lights. When I look at these matchups, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers put together a hell of a comeback. But I also think that, and I think Stafford has got a history of making dumb mistakes. A lot of people think he's a great quarterback. Statistically, he's got great numbers, but he's never been a clutch quarterback. And frankly, if Tart holds on to that interception, the Rams may not be in the Super Bowl. It might have been the Niners, which I actually was pulling for the Niners and the Bengals for the third time. I thought that would have been a hell of a matchup to see a rematch 30 years apart. But when you look at this young Bengal team, they have some explosion. Chase is just a beast. I love Mixon. They got a lot of talent. They're explosive. Tyler Boyd. But, you know, you look at the Rams' defense, the key is you got to get the ball to those three players. And without the offensive line playing at a premium, the Bengals could end up in a lot of trouble. I mean, there were 9 sacks in that first game, and to me that was a big deal. You know, when you sack a quarterback 9 times, and there was a couple other hits there as well, if the Rams' defensive line controls the game early, I will tell you this, if they fall behind 21-3 to the Rams, they're not coming back.
Well, yeah, you can say that. We've seen it before.
Well, Jalen Ramsey will make sure he'll pick off 1 or 2 passes.
Well, the biggest mismatch that you're talking about is the defensive line for the Rams and the offensive line for the Bengals, because you're talking about the strength for one team and the weakness for the other.
Absolutely. That's the matchup.
So if you get around that, and if you're the Bengals, from their point of view, if you can somehow double team or force the Donald or some of the other defensive linemen for the Rams to go where you want them to go. In other words, yeah, you've got a guard and a tackle right next to each other. If they kind of force the defender to go where they want them to go, and then you have Joe Mixon that could block as well. You only got to give Joe Burrow 2 seconds, and he's going to get the ball out to Chase. He's going to get out to Boyd. And T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins could have a monster game. He is very underrated. Everybody talks about Chase, but T. Higgins is 6'4", and he's catches
over
the middle.
But the thing about what Chase brings to the game is he is their version of Tariq Hill.
Yes.
When he gets the ball, he's explosive. I mean, there's
no question.
There is nothing.
That opens up the running game for Joe Mixon, too.
But when a guy like Jalen Ramsey out there, I think he gets it. I think I like that prop bet of a pick 6. I think he could do it. I really do. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't really have a total prediction yet. I think this game, I could see this game going, 31-24, 31-20. I think it's an over. I really do. I like over 48. If that total starts to inch up, I may reconsider. But right now, I like over. The Bengals are going to score some points because of their explosiveness. And Burrow is a hell of a I got to root for the kid because he came back from a nice bad injury, and he's done a hell of a job.
It's amazing. I mean, he's got the charisma. He's got that it factor.
And they're hot.
And they are playing. I mean, he's I think he's won 6 of the last 7 games that he's played. Joe Burrow has, and obviously the 3 postseason wins. And that in itself says a lot about this guy, because the Bengals haven't won a playoff game for 30 years.
Well, they had one of the worst coaches in NFL history who kept getting rehired every year. But that's a whole other story. I will tell you this.
Before you go on from Marvin Lewis, because Marvin Lewis brought respectability back to the Bengals. He did, because they were the worst team in the league for about 10 years in the 1990s. So much, in fact, that Corey Dillon had to get out of town and go play with Tom Brady and win a Super Bowl with
the New England
Patriots.
I felt bad for him for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he spent 7 years there, and that was the pre-Marvin Lewis time. When Marvin Lewis came in, they went from 2-14 to 8-8 the first year. He turned around the culture, got them up to the middle of the pack. They just couldn't get them over the hump.
Well,
that's the problem.
When I look at this year's playoffs, what I witnessed as a spectator is some of the worst coaching I've ever seen. I've never seen more big mistake in big game coaching in my life.
Andy Reid made a few big mistakes.
Well, Andy Reid should be, you know, everybody talks about Andy Reid, how great he is. I never thought he sucks. 7 times he has hosted a championship game in the NFL, in the NFC and the AFC. He's been to the Super Bowl 3 times. He's 1-2. And this team he had this year, loaded. You got a 21-3 lead at home. And at the end of the first half, the score is now 21-10. You don't kick a field goal. You go for it. You go for a touchdown.
I couldn't believe it.
That when you're at home, you go up by 2 touchdowns. This game is almost over. And as it turns out, then you look at what happened against the Titans. You go for 2, kick the extra point. You got a man who just came off the IR. The guy was hurt. He was out for 2 months. You expect him, oh, he'll get it. And let me tell you right now, I don't care who you are. You set up a running back 5 to 7 yards deep, and everybody knows he's getting the ball to run in the middle. He ain't going anywhere.
That's right.
And that's what happened to Travis Henry, and that's what happened to the Titans. Bengals were lucky. Now, Raider game, they should have won that game a lot easier. Those 2 games, though, the coaching mishaps cost the team, the home team, the victory. And the Bengals, give them credit, they capitalized. In the NFC, Tampa Bay was on the precipice of doing something spectacular and getting there again, all because they were down 27-3. They tied a game up. There's a blitz, and half the team doesn't do what they're told to do. And you got 1-on-1 with Cooper Kupp. He should have went all the way. That was unbelievable. And they want to give Stafford credit when he's got a guy wide open. Listen, if the Buccaneers make that play, Stafford's in trouble. But the Niner game, Shanahan, maybe the worst coaching job in the playoffs I've ever seen. The Niners are nowhere near the caliber of the Rams, man for man. They got a couple of special players, but they're not at the height of the Rams. You take the ball from your 15-yard line. Now, Garoppolo is a decent quarterback. He's not great. He's decent.
He's a middle-of-the-pack
right.
Starting quarterback.
He was the worst quarterback
in
the playoffs this year, right? He takes them from his 15, bypassing the ball, dinks, to the 44-yard line of the Rams, 2nd-and-1. You couldn't run the ball the whole damn game. You run the ball twice and have to punt. Then when they fell behind, after Tart drops a cupcake, Now it's Garoppolo has to throw, and here comes the Ram defense knowing what's coming, and poor Garoppolo got pounded. Now, the interception might have been stupid. It was irrelevant. The game was over. And the bottom line is, to get to the playoffs, they beat the Rams by going down the field without any timeouts. But they were a lot healthier. In this game, they weren't as healthy. And I'm sorry, but you're asking a quarterback like Garoppolo to do the impossible with weapons that are not the greatest.
I heard Joe Montana just the other day. He was because Garoppolo has already basically said, "Hey, I know I'm going to be out of here. I'm too expensive."
Lance is not the answer.
Trey Lance in the draft, third overall pick, and that now he's coming into his own. Maybe if they get rid of Garoppolo, Trey Lance is not the guy. And Joe Montana, he even admits that. So
big mistake.
What are they going to do with Garoppolo?
Listen,
you're going to pay him $28 million to play another year?
No, he's not worth the money. But here's the problem. Garoppolo's not going to start just anywhere else. I mean, he's not the dude. Okay? If you look at the league right now, think about this. You got an MVP who's pushing 40, and you could arguably say that the 44-year-old should have won the MVP in Tom Brady. Reason Brady's still playing the game, sure, the rules have changed, but he could still get it done. His arm strength is amazing. His accuracy is on the money. He actually runs with the ball better now at 44 than he did at 24. Unbelievable stuff. And I hope that God, he turns the page and says, you know what, I'm going to play after all. I'm not a Buccaneer fan. I'm a Brady fan. I love watching, and I love Gronkowski. But to see the Buccaneers lose the way they lost, I felt terrible. When he retired, the way it was broken, I was really upset. Aaron Rodgers, though, once again, laid an egg with the best team in the NFL on both sides of the ball. No excuse.
Well, to put it in perspective, Tom Brady has been around so long, 22 years, that Joe Burrow would have to play until the year 2042, if that's a real number, the year 2042, to play as long as Tom Brady did. It's just amazing.
Listen, Brady played 22 years in the NFL. Before we go to break, I want to say this. He only played 20 seasons as a full-time starter.
Yes.
Because the 1 year he played, he sat the bench. The second time, he only played half of a first game when Matt Castle came in. In 20 seasons, as leading the Buccaneers and the Patriots, the man went to the championship game 14 times, was 10-4 in the championship game. He has played as many playoff games as some players' three-year careers. Enough said. We'll go to a break. You're listening to Live and Local now.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. Inspire Solar Solutions.